Now on Tasmania Today with John Fabris, it's Talk to the Expert with resident naturopath Katie Dyson from Tonic Inspired Health.
What is folic acid and do we get short on that?
Yes, folic acid is a vitamin and it's essential for, we commonly hear about it with preconception and pregnant women in terms of neural tube development, so the development of the nervous system of the baby. That's sort of one of the most common understandings of it, and if pregnant women are really deficient in folic acid, it can lead to things like spina bifida, which is like the spinal cord not forming correctly, so problems with the central nervous system. It's very commonly known these days, so that's much less of a problem than it used to be, and medically and from a natural medicine perspective, it's heavily promoted.
It's found in fish oil, is it? Or not?
Not typically, no. It's found in yeasts, some green leafy vegetables, some breads and things also contain folate as an addition these days. The other really useful purpose for folic acid is actually for brain and cognition, and particularly for older people, helping with preventing dementia and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. Mm. It's also very important for the cardiovascular system, so very useful for general heart health. So it's got lots of beneficial purposes.
Quite important by the sounds. Lysine. What is lysine?
So lysine is an amino acid, which is another protein-based bound molecule. And lysine is commonly used in the prevention and treatment of cold sores. So that's the really commonly known application for lysine and other viral conditions, but specifically cold sores is what it's commonly used for.
So if you're getting the flu, it may be helpful there, possibly, if it's viral?
Well, particularly, it's not such a wide viral application. It's specific to certain viruses, but if you have any history of chickenpox or herpes complexes or simplexes, then lysine may be useful if you are getting a cold to prevent a cold sore.
Chromium. This is in your multivitamin tablet as well. Why do they put chromium in there?
Chromium is a mineral that is very good for blood glucose regulation, so helping to reduce cravings for sugars and carbohydrate-based foods. So that's the very common application of chromium.
Do we get short on it much? Again, they're traces, these trace elements.
Yeah, they are trace nutrients. Look, it is possible to be deficient in chromium, and it is used to actually treat those carbohydrate and sugar cravings. So if there is a level of deficiency, sometimes it doesn't hurt to take an excess dose, or not excess, but therapeutic dose of the chromium in order to treat these issues of the sugar and carbohydrate cravings.
And finally now, coenzyme Q10. We see this advertised constantly. Are you an advocate that it is great for our health?
Look, it's a fantastic nutrient. Again, it has some broad applications. CoQ10 is very useful if you are taking any form of cholesterol medication, so the statins in particular, which are very widespread use. The statin medications actually deplete coenzyme Q10, and one of the common side effects with the statins is, for example, muscle fatigue. And coenzyme Q10, what it actually does as a nutrient is supply energy to the cells, so it provides energy as a battery charge to the cells, so it can actually really help with the muscle fatigue that may be associated with the statins. It's also a really essential nutrient for heart health, so very good in that sense, and also for your energy, general picking up your energy, so it's used for chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, those kinds of situations. And it's also a potent antioxidant, so it's used for anti-aging. So you'll often see CoQ10 in creams and things like that. However, I'd be fairly cautious with the creams, because CoQ10 is a very volatile nutrient with its processing, so it's easily sort of denatured and made inactive. So a lot of the time I wouldn't expect that the coenzyme Q10 that's in your topical treatments is actually very active or therapeutic. You'd be better off taking a good quality supplement internally for those purposes.
But as an anti-aging device, I remember years ago Kerri-Ann Kennelly coming out and saying the reason that she looks so youthful, and she does, I mean, she looks $1 million, is because she takes coenzyme Q10, and that was her little beauty trick, apparently. So, well worth considering. There we are. More from our naturopath, Katie Dyson, and where can we find out more from you, Katie?
We're down on Elphin Road, number 85, and we are a naturopathic clinic, but also a wellness centre. So we actually have 4 massage therapists now offering massage any day of the week, and we have osteopaths working with us, and a natural beautician soon to start up also, and a health and exercise coach for all the physical needs.
Brilliant. Tonic Inspired Health in Launceston. Katie Dyson on a Wednesday.
Thanks, John.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.